I was doing very well as a writer, had a best-selling book on creativity. And in that book, I made a very bad mistake. It's the great journalistic sin. I fabricated a quote, and I just fabricated a quote from Bob Dylan, one of my personal heroes. And, you know, the origins of the mistake, I think at this point, have been well established. I was racing to finish it. I put in a placeholder quote. Dylan had said something similar, but I never fixed the quote, never went back to check. And that was symptomatic of the larger process of how I tried to write that book, which was not full time while doing 10 other things and wasn't careful, didn't fact check it, wasn't meticulous about getting everything right. And so I got a lot of stuff wrong. I think the Dylan quote was by far the biggest error, and was ashamed for it. Lost my job as a staff writer because of that. The original version of the book was taken off the shelves. We've since released corrected versions in many countries. But yeah, so for me, it was obviously the shame of it all, the public shame to have a big failure like that in public. But even more than that, trying to grapple with my own private feelings, like, how did that business happen? How did I care more about getting this book out there and being famous and being a public intellectual or whatever than about getting the actual quote? To me, that is what I had to grapple with. And that took a long time through, and it was very difficult. It was very kind of for my family to help through with my wife, like how I ended up making these kinds of mistakes. And that is what led me to think about what is sustaining me here. All the stuff I thought I cared so much about, the fame, being on social media, you name it, that all went away. And so what did I still want? What still gave me meaning? And it strips you bare.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you were exposed for it and you came out with the apology and saw something on CNN, it was really big. What was it like dealing with the online criticism? Did you get criticism in person as well? Was it as extreme as you expected it to be?
The online criticism, to be honest, wasn't the worst part of it. Not even close. There's this notion of, no matter what you say about me online, I'm thinking something worse about myself right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that bad. Like, I've thought something worse about myself in the last 5 minutes. So at a certain point, it does become noise. I think the harder part was getting over kind of the negative self-talk, to not think of yourself as such a piece of shit. And that obviously is not something you do by yourself. That I was completely dependent on. And this, again, is what brought me to the subject of love. You're completely on the people around you and the people who love you to sit with you and tell you it's going to be okay. And I had to learn as a young man, like, how to be vulnerable, how to tell people, here's what I'm feeling. Can you try to help me feel better?